Lord had just sung. Who's paying attention to the gospel reading? All right, well, we'll go back over it a little bit. So we have a master who has some land, right? What does he do? He sows some seed. He sows some seed. You guys know what sowing is, right? Planting, we talked about that some last week. Different types of land. This time we have just good soil. It was good soil this week. Okay, so who sowed the seed? We have the master who sowed the seed, right? Did he sow good seed? Yes, he sowed good seed. We are told in the parable he sowed good seed. Then who came along? Who came along after that? A friend? Who? An enemy. An enemy came along and did what? No, it didn't help, that's for sure. He sowed weeds. So he put bad things into the field that had been planted. Alright, so this actually takes us all the way back to the very, very beginning of the Bible. It takes us all the way back to creation. It's the creation of the world in Genesis. So we see God in Genesis, and when he creates, he created everything. You guys know what he said when he created everything? It is good. That's right. He created everything. He said it is good. And when he was done with all of it, do you know what he said? He was done with us finally. You know what he said? It is very good. That's right. He looked upon everything that he had made and he said it is very good. Just a quick aside, how did he create all those things? He spoke. All he had to do. All he had to do was say, let it be, and it was. Because that's the kind of power of God. And shortly after that, who showed up? A friend or an enemy? That's right. Who is that enemy? Satan. Very good. Satan shows up. And what does he do? Well, he doesn't do it at all. He does something to help out a lot. He deceives Eve and convinces her to be power. He comes in and he plants evil into the hearts of Adam and Eve. The enemy comes in and he plants something that is evil. Does he have the power of God? Could he just speak and evil was a part of the world? Could he just create evil out of nothing? Absolutely not. He could not. He can't create evil out of nothing. What did he do? He corrupted what was already good. So we've got God who can speak. He can literally say the word and things are created. And then we have Satan. Satan doesn't have that power. All Satan can do is mess up the good things that God has created. He can plant seeds of evil. And that's what he did. So, who's more powerful in this case? God or the devil? Who's more powerful? God, absolutely right. That's pretty easy. Alright, so we're going to go back to our field. So in our field, we have weeds, and we have weeds planted together, right? Well, what does that look like? What does it look like in the world? You know what that looks like in the world? Do we have good things and we have evil things up growing all around us? That's right. There is good and there is evil in this world. And it all grows up together. It all grows up really close to him. St. Paul even says, you know, every time when I try to be good, I realize that evil is close to me. We always have that choice, don't we? We always have the choice between what is good, what is evil, what is right, what is wrong. Because that's how it is. Satan has sown the seeds of evil in the world, and God says, we're going to let it all grow up together. Because if you look at the pet, we're going back to our field. Is it, if you guys ever picked weeds before? You guys ever had to dig up weeds that were coming out of the lawn? No? You never dug up weeds? You have, I know you have, I know you have. What sometimes happens when you pick up weeds? You rip up the ground pretty bad, don't you? They've got some really nasty roots. And it's not a good thing. You don't want to rip up all the grass. It's going to be trying to get the weeds up. You want to get the weeds. So, yeah. The owner of the field said, no, we'll have to leave it all. We'll have to all grow together. And at the end, when it's harvested, you can separate it out. So that's what we have. We have a life in the world where evil and good are growing up together to be finally separated out. What happens at the harvest time? What happens in the end? What happens to the weeds? They're bundled up, thrown away, and burned. While the wheat is harvested. So in the end, we know. We know in the end that God will win. God will triumph over the devil. Good will now over evil. But for now, we have to contend with the wheat. So, we have to deal with the fact they are growing around us, they are growing among us, and the devil is always trying to plant more. He's trying to plant them around us, he's trying to plant them in us, like they would have. So we have to know. We have to know that in the end, all that is evil will be taken and burned up. So we choose good. We choose what is right. We choose what is pure. We choose what is God. We, in the end, will be the righteous harvest. We will be exalted and we will shine on the sun. Does that sound like a better option? I think it does. All right. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you guys. Go back to your seat.